Tune in and the Civic Media app too. And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
She is performing in Wisconsin early next month down in Baraboo. Taro, what is the secret? Is it the music? Is it the dancing? Are your shows what keep you young?
Yes, I will never get old while music is alive.
Yeah.
You got to move it, move it. I have ants in my pants.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Still loose. The Badgers cover it up. Touchdown, Wisconsin. There it is. And this game is underway with a bang. One more time. J.J. Watt. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Hello, Russell Wilson.
On Wisconsin.
70 yards catch and run. Lee Evans, his fourth touchdown reception today.
Record-breaking run. Melvin Gordon.
T.J. Watt, and he is gone. The NCAA touchdown record belongs to Ball.
As the Badgers pour onto the field, they are Rose Bowl champions again.
10 to 5. Touchdown. And the Badgers win it.
Badger football is on the air. Brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers. Treating you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
Welcome back to Camp Randall Stadium, where it's going to be about 68 degrees at kickoff today, and winds out of the south 15 to 20, so winds might be part of the storyline. But again, a very good day in early October for college football here at Camp Randall. Mostly, we knew how potentially demanding games 3 and 4 for the Badgers football season could be. There's no getting around the reality. 3 weeks ago, now number one Alabama ran over the Badgers 42-10. A week ago, Wisconsin lost at now number 11 USC 38-21. With that, Wisconsin is 2-2, 0-1 of the Big Ten. Today, it's the Boilermakers of Purdue, then a two-game road trip to Rutgers and Northwestern. The history with Purdue has been one-sided. Wisconsin has won 17 straight, the last loss in 03. Time to visit with the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay. And Matt, this is a portion of the schedule in which Wisconsin can maybe right itself against these teams. At least the opportunity sits there, as opposed to the last two when you're playing Alabama and SC.
Yeah, you're right, Mike. I think you look around college football right now, 4 and 5 games into the season, and records are not created equally. You've got some programs that are off to great starts that they have not played the schedule that Wisconsin has. That said, as much as we might have considered 2-2 a possibility, the way it unfolded has people concerned. You know, the Alabama game. Alabama is just a much better team. There's much more talent. SC has more talent, but when you're up 21-10, things are going well, and then the second half unfolds the way it did, the angst starts to grow. And as we mentioned on your show yesterday, if you're a coach, it's about today. I get it, but we're not coaches, so we can look at this block of games. Rutgers has a real big one today against Nebraska. It's a tough run-oriented team, and it's going to be interesting to see a week from today how Wisconsin holds up. Northwestern, you know, is hasn't been great, but certainly we saw what they did to the Badgers a year ago. But knowing what lies after that, when you got Penn State, you got Oregon on the schedule, you go to Iowa, this is a time where you need to fix what is fixable to at least get yourself in a position to make those games matter as much as possible late October and on into November.
Let's talk about the running back room. Luke Fickell on Monday said he was going to like to tighten the rotation as he views it from the running back room. Ches Malusi has, at least for now, left the program. That happened later in the week. Injury-related, certainly, as he's had an injury-riddled career. So how do you see that? What's the reaction to the storyline this week?
Yeah, I think with Ches, it's just, I mean, you know, we both have had a chance to talk to him on a number of occasions. And, man, it's just so much respect for him and what and the horrible luck he's had with, with the injuries. And, you know, you watch these first few games and, man, that's just, it's tough. Hopefully for him he can, you know, get himself as right as possible and be able to move forward. But I think in this game, don't be too surprised. You know, obviously, Tawee Walker may see more Darian Dupree this week. Cade Iacomelli as well. I still think with Jackson Aker, there's going to be a role with him. But as you mentioned, Fickell on Monday, you're trying to get some more carries for guys. When you're rolling five running backs out there, it's pretty hard for one to get hot. So yeah. I think that's the hope in a game like this. If it's Walker, whoever it is, can get more of a chance to get a hot hand and get this running game going. Like all areas of this team, just try to get more consistency. Not one quarter, not one half, but as close to a full game as you can.
Man, obviously we're not coaches, but I looked back at last week as I watched it live in Southern Cal and then looked back at it. I liked the plan. They took more deep shots. They were trying to be and were at times more explosive. In the first half, they executed the plan. In the second half, they did not. But isn't what we saw in the first 30 minutes is, I think, what they want to look like?
Yes, for sure. Because of the ability to, you know, they got Vinny Anthony deep, and there were a couple other pretty good chunk plays in that game. And they played, you hear coaches talk about it all the time, complimentary football. USC makes a mistake in the punt return game. Wisconsin pounces. Boom, they get in right away with the Tawee Walker run. The problem was they couldn't carry it over. SC kind of sat back a little more defensively in the second half. There were not 8 or 9 man boxes that they were dealing with, but they still had trouble generating anything, you know, on the ground, through the air in the second half. And it just, and this is a team whose margin for error is quite slim. You know, you drop a punt, you miss a fourth and half a yard, and if you're this Wisconsin team right now, which has, you know, experienced very little in the way of, like, big-time win, it's probably hard to fight that, oh, no, here we go again. And that's what they're trying to get over. Just if you miss, if there's a play that goes sideways, don't let it compound. And that's the big challenge. I think with this team, a lot of it is from the neck up.
Matt, a week ago, Purdue fired, well, within the last week, they fired their offensive coordinator, Graham Harrell. So you've looked at what Purdue presents, and I'm sure there's something that's going to be different today. But what have you seen from the Boilermakers?
Well, again, with their quarterback, Hudson Card, he has a lot of experience. You know, started his college career at Texas, started some games for the Longhorns, and you can see where when he gets into a rhythm, he's pretty good. He's completed about 67% of his throws, but there have been big mistakes. 4 interceptions, 3 of which have been returned for touchdowns. In talking with Fickell this week, the Badger coaches are impressed with the Boilermakers' ability to run the ball. Devin Mockabee is one of those great stories, a 2-star recruit, and you know he's already in his junior year now 11th all-time in rushing yards in school history. Reggie Love, a transfer from Illinois. They think that's a pretty good combo, but maybe similar right now to Wisconsin. They're making just enough mistakes. Mike, they're a team that is penalty prone, and defensively, I hope you don't believe in jinxes, Purdue has not forced one yet through 4 games. So Wisconsin, you know, that was an issue with Wisconsin. And then last week it changed a little bit, getting the 3-1 a gift, and then there was a pick and a forced fumble. So, again, if you're the Badgers, you got to stick to your fundamentals, ball security and all that stuff. But Purdue, similar to Wisconsin, has just had an inability to make the, you know, that big-time play when they've really needed it.
I'm going to talk to Tim Newton about this in a minute, but it's a little bit misleading that Purdue lost to Nebraska 28-10 last week, because going to the fourth quarter, it's a nothing, right? I
mean, it's 3-0. Well, deep into the third quarter, Purdue had kicked its first field goal of the season, and defensively, you know, they've had issues defensively, but you know they blocked a couple field goals, so that's something to keep in mind here today. They've gotten some work out of their special teams. And then there was rhythm. You know, Dylan Raiola got into some rhythm. There was a pick 6.
Yeah.
And then the wheels started to fall off. But deep into that third quarter, if you're a Boilers fan, you're thinking, hey, this is, you know, maybe this thing turns. But, again, they've just had that inability, a lot like the Badgers, to sustain it. Now, they got boat raced against Notre Dame. You know, they went out to Oregon State, tried to hang in a bit, and then they just weren't good enough. So both teams trying to maybe find themselves here right now. You mentioned the coordinator switch on the offensive side with Graham Harrell being out. Jason Simmons coached a lot of high school ball in the state of Indiana, was at Miami of Ohio last year as a running backs coach. But I think they're just trying to find something to kickstart this team.
It's been a month since Wisconsin won a game. Second game of the season was on September the 7th, so it's almost a calendar month. What does a good day look like today?
Well, a good day beyond the obvious of being clean, you know, not making the mistakes that they made in the second half of that game. Again, you go back to the old complimentary football. But I just, while the defense continues to try to fix some things, I mean, to me it's still, I think fans coming in here or however you're consuming this game, you just want to see some better offense.
Yeah.
It's been a while since this team has been able to consistently play well on that side of the ball. Get the running game going. If it's a shortened rotation, get somebody hot, and then you'll continue to take those shots and be successful with it the way they were in the first half against USC. Be able to demonstrate that you can do that again today, and then maybe do that a little bit more than what they did last week.
Very good. Thank you, Matt. Matt LePay, Mark Tauscher, Patrick Herb will have the game call. It kicks today at 11 o'clock. Still to come on the Badgers pregame show, we'll hear from Wisconsin Athletics Director Chris McIntosh, visit with sideline reporter Patrick Herb, and when we continue, we'll take a look at the Boilermakers with the voice of Purdue football, Tim Newton. He'll join me next. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Every Qdoba catering order is a fresh-made Mexican feast of hand-smashed, flame-grilled, sliced, diced, and sautéed flavors perfect for any occasion. Whether you're planning your office's tortilla Tuesday, hosting a post-game party for your intramural dodgeball team, or trying to bring in a dinner for your PTA meeting that's so good, it'll bump your kid up to an A- in Spanish class. Qdoba Catering. Fresh, hot, easy, delicious. Order today.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
You're listening to Wisconsin Football.
There he goes! 10-5 touchdown!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards. The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufix started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufix charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
We continue from Camp Randall Stadium. It is Wisconsin and Purdue today. I'm Mike Heller. 68 degrees at game time. South winds about 15 to 20. The Boilermakers are in town. They open with a win over Indiana State, but have lost three straight since, including their Big Ten opener 28-10 last week to Nebraska. In the three losses, Purdue has given up 132 points. One thing to keep an eye on, Purdue special teams lead the nation in block kicks. Two of them last week against Nebraska, block punt earlier in the season. The storylines in West Lafayette, Graham Harrell, their offensive coordinator, was let go earlier this week. Tim Newton, the voice of Purdue football, joins us now. And let's start with that, because that was obviously not ideal four games into a season to remove your first-year offensive coordinator.
Yeah, it's. I think it was a change that probably needed to be made, because they feel like this right now, this offense is not producing the way that they feel it's capable of playing. One of the complaints, I think probably there's a little bit too vanilla is what we keep hearing. Okay. And I think there's probably some legitimacy to that. You play against these teams every week that run four, it's like a Canadian football league game. They run guys in motion, and we just don't see a lot of that. So I think, I think some of that will change today. It's hard to put in a brand new system, and you're not going to really change the vocab and the system that much, but you'll see some different things today, some different personnel groupings. I think you may see a fullback from time to time, which at Purdue is what is that?
Sure. Yeah.
we don't have those. But it was, it's a shame. Graham Harrell came with a great pedigree, played under Mike Leach, was a record-setting quarterback there, and has run air raid offenses elsewhere. But it just, for whatever reason, it didn't work in West Lafayette.
Let's talk about the defense, because I just mentioned a statistic in the 132 points given up over the last three games. However, last week, late in the third quarter, you had shut down a pretty effective Nebraska attack. Was there a switch defensively a week ago?
Well, yeah, it's hard to say what exactly happened. And I asked Ryan Walters about it after the game, and he said he really couldn't pinpoint it, because you mentioned it's a scoreless game at halftime. Purdue gets the ball to start the third quarter, goes on an eight-minute drive, and winds up kicking a field goal, first field goal of the season. First field goal made of the season. So you're up 3-0 with 6 minutes to play in the third quarter. Yeah. And then the next three time Nebraska gets their hands on the football, they go right down the field. So what changed? Maybe, they make adjustments at halftime. Things clicked a little bit differently. But the problem that Purdue's had, Mike, is they just can't stop the run. And particularly they can't set the edge. I would be shocked if Wisconsin doesn't run at least 8 to 10 jet sweeps, end arounds, reverses. Those are plays that have given Purdue fits all season long.
Second year for Ryan Walters. Where are they in that process, and what have you seen?
Yeah, I think if you look at the last couple of recruiting classes that Jeff Brohm had, they were not stellar. So I think maybe there was not as much talent, even though Jeff in his last season went to the Big Ten Championship game. A lot of that talent went to the NFL and went elsewhere after the season. And I think that we're starting to see the ramifications of that. Ryan has a defensive pedigree, which is, again, different from Purdue, what they've done. And they've always kind of gone on the offensive side. Now they're going on the defensive side. I think there was a lot of excitement actually heading into the season, even though a lot of people had picked Purdue to finish 18th in the conference. But I think a lot of the enthusiasm in the last three weeks has waned a little bit. So they need a win against a Wisconsin or somebody like that, I think, to get people back on the bandwagon.
Tim, let me ask you a big picture. With the change in the Big Ten, adding these four teams, going away from divisions, and in this era of NIL and transfer portal, what does Purdue football look like?
It doesn't help. Yeah. I will say, and if you look at the teams that were added, USC, UCLA, even though they're down a little bit this year, Oregon and Washington, you really look, okay, we've just been pushed four pegs down.
Yeah.
So now you've got that muddled middle where you've got the Purdue's and Minnesota and probably Illinois and in the past Indiana, although we'll see when Indiana starts playing real teams.
Sure. Yep.
But Northwestern, now you're trying to fight your way back to get just to the upper half of the Big Ten, and it's going to get tougher and tougher. You look at Purdue's schedule the rest of the way, They've still got to play Oregon. They've still got to play Penn State. They've still got to play Ohio State.
Yeah.
So if you lose those three games, that's six losses right there. So you would need to run the table to get bowl eligible.
Yeah, we talk about the Power 5 or the Power 4 conferences in college football. Even within those conferences, there's a significant pecking order that has changed.
No question. There is a caste system, you know, the Big Ten has always had haves and have-nots. I've always thought Wisconsin's kind of they're on the ledge.
Yeah.
You know, because you fill this stadium, and you've been really, really good, but not elite good. And certainly not Michigan and Ohio State over the year. And although, you know, Wisconsin, you can't sneeze at 22 straight winning seasons, 22 straight bowl games. But
the lack of divisions has changed
completely changed.
You know, the West Division was the little brother.
Oh, no question.
Without question. And there were, you know, because you're going to play everybody in the West.
Right.
When it was East-West,
You
had opportunity. It was almost like a triple-A version at times.
Yes.
I don't mean to disparage how that was set up, but it's different now. I mean, you talked about your remaining schedule. Wisconsin has already played USC. They still have Oregon coming in. They don't play any of the other new teams this year, but it's daunting.
It is daunting, and it's going to be daunting forever. And that's, I think, Purdue has to take a look at what it's doing in its non-conference schedule.
Yeah.
And you go that Indiana route where you get Hostess and Dolly Madison and bring in every cupcake that you can. You know, at Purdue this year, Notre Dame. Dame's on the schedule again next year. You go to Oregon State for a non-conference game and get beat and then get back late and I think as much as you'd like to play the big boys and play the other Power Four conferences, it really doesn't make sense.
We got our hand raised. We played Alabama, and we'll play them again next year, and then Notre Dame the year after.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. What do you look for today? What's going to catch your eye?
Well, I looked at the scoreboard when I came in, and I was happy to see a zero by Wisconsin, because I swear every time we walk in the stadium, Wisconsin has 14 points before the game starts. Purdue's got to get off to a better start. If they dig another hole where it's 14-0, 21-0 early, we might as well get the buses warmed up. But, you know, if you can play like you played in the first half last week, and, you know, it's a Wisconsin team that's not exactly clicking on all cylinders. So I'm curious to see. New offensive coordinator, is that going to help? Is it going to hurt? I guess we'll find out here in the next hour or so.
Tim Newton, it is always good to see you. Thanks for spending time with us.
Thanks for having me.
Tim Newton, the voice of Purdue football. Coming up, we'll have our Minute with Mac presented by Evans Transportation. We hear from Wisconsin Athletics Director Chris McIntosh. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student-athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Malusi to the 10, to the 5, touchdown, Wisconsin, Chez Malusi, 89 yards.
Hey Badger fans, it's Chez Malusi, running back for the Wisconsin football team. Join us in taking the Badgers to the next level. With a Camp Randall Club membership, you can help us achieve greatness on and off the field. In return, you'll get exclusive experiences, inside access, and opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. Camp Randall Club has its vision set on victory. Do you? Visit CampRandallClub.com today to join.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Now Usinger's fresh brats are flash frozen and vacuum packed so they stay butcher shop fresh for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest, most additive free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with our other Great Link products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
The Badger Sports Network.
The Badgers come up where the goal line stands.
From Learfield.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Continue from Camp Randall Stadium. Mike Heller with you. The Badgers and Purdue kick today at 11 o'clock. UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium. Rupa Lotsa Matzah Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. Time now for our Minute with Mac, presented by Evans Transportation. Customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving. Here's Matt LePay.
Our Minute with Mac is presented by Evans Transportation. Customized logistics solutions no matter your shipment size, as we visit with Athletics Director Chris McIntosh. Every time Purdue comes up on the schedule, Badger fans who have been Badger fans for a while, and you think back of, I mean, obviously there's the what has happened the last several years, but the 98-99 games were epic, back-to-back Rose Bowl winning teams, so many great wins along the way. But if you're just looking as a fan of the game, I'm not sure how many were more exhilarating than the games that you lived in 98 to 99. They were just incredible, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. They were incredible, and obviously, you know, a lot on the line, and you know, some traditions were born out of that. 98 was the, you know, where Jump Around was born, and so there's a lot of great memories of those games. I unfortunately, as a left tackle, have very bad memories of the 98 game, given the matchup I had. It's probably one of the worst games I ever played in my life. But
Mr. Colvin?
Yeah, it was. Had my hands full that day, but you know, those were electric moments in Camp Randall, obviously in 98 and 99 on the road. That one, that's a special win, and you know, we've talked about it many times, a special run by Ron Day. It might be the best run he ever had. Yeah. To seal the game. So you know, a Big Ten opponent that we have a lot of history with, and certainly one that we don't take for granted.
Playmakers, so many through the years, particularly those championship teams, Mac. I mean, Drew Brees is throwing it 800,000 times. But Jamar Fletcher was there for, you know, they had the 4-interception game here in 98, a pick six that year, the following year. It just, you had somebody there stepping up when it had to happen.
Yeah, Fletch was a bird in the saddle of Brees. I remember talking to Drew after the season the second year, and he just was still beside himself that he couldn't figure it out. But you know, Fletch is a special player, and like you said, playmakers and making big plays, and those are the things you need to do to win games like that.
All right, that's Athletics Director Chris McIntosh, and that is this week's Minute with Mac.
All right, very good. Thank you, Matt. When our pregame show continues, we'll take a look at our Badgers in the NFL update, brought to you by Cunis Auto RV Group. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans provide best-in-class traits and genetics that perform. In farming, bushels matter to your bottom line. Our field-proven products deliver high yields year after year. Get the seed you need from the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
At Jones Dairy Farm, we make versatile, convenient, and all-natural sausage you can feel good feeding your family. I'm Lisa Karras, seventh-generation family member and Jones Marketing Director, and I'm also a mom, and I'm proud of our products. They go so well in so many recipes and heat up fast, which is helpful when you're juggling little ones. Plus, many of our ingredients are locally sourced, and we don't use any artificial ingredients in our sausage, which is why you'll find it in the freezer aisle. Jones, making breakfast better since 1889, and a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
We know you're a fan, but is Badger pride in your blood? Here's your chance to prove it. This season, Abbott and the Big Ten are kicking off the largest blood donation competition of our lifetime to fight one of the worst blood shortages in a generation. Simply visit bigten.org/Abbott to sign up for the We Give Blood Drive and help settle once and for all that the Badgers give the most spirit. Again, visit bigten.org/Abbott to sign up.
Badger football is on the air.
And the Badgers defense puts a touchdown on the board.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Amory Discount Liquor has the best selection of all alcoholic beverages, all for a great low price. Save now on new Glarus products, Bud Light, Miller Lite, Busch Light, and more. If beer isn't your choice, don't worry. Shop their selection of whiskeys, rums, wines, seltzers, and other options. And while you're shopping, check out their new selection of Lipton Hard Iced Tea and Hard Mountain Dew. Amory Discount Liquor, located on the south side of Amory at 1020 River Place Mall, open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Here's another community reminder from 107.5 WLAK. It's a third annual Cure for MS car, truck, and bike show Saturday, October 5th, this Saturday from 11 to 3 at the Brotine Restaurant and Event Center located in Amory. Registration starts at 11. All proceeds to benefit the National Muscular Dystrophy Association. And that's this Saturday, October 5th. Another community reminder just for you from 107.5 WLAK.
Back with you at Camp Randall Stadium, Mike Heller. We are about 90 minutes or so away from kickoff here at Camp Randall with Wisconsin against Purdue. Right now, time for our Badgers in the NFL update. It's Auto RV Group, your trusted automotive dealer across the Midwest. With our Badgers in the NFL update, here's Nick Brusewitz.
Plenty of former Badgers made their marks across the NFL in Week 4. Starting in Indianapolis, center Tanner Bordellini made his first career start in the NFL, and running behind him, running back Jonathan Taylor turned 21 carries into 88 rushing yards and this two-yard touchdown in the first quarter.
The rookie so far so good. Taylor the take. Taylor pushes his way, and he is in for the touchdown.
That call courtesy of CBS. Taylor has also added three receptions for 20 yards in the Colts' 27-24 win over the Steelers, improving to 2-2 on the season. Through four games in 2024, Taylor has produced 349 rushing yards and four rushing touchdowns while reeling in six catches for 77 yards. Over in New York, tight end Jake Ferguson had his most productive night of the year on Thursday Night Football in Week 4, compiling seven catches for 49 yards in the Cowboys' 20-15 victory over the Giants. Ferguson is now up to 16 catches for 149 yards on the year, and he'll look to get his first touchdown on Sunday night against the Steelers. Sticking with offensive players, running back Dare Ogunbowale was thrust into a more significant role in Houston's backfield with Joe Mixon unavailable due to injury versus the Jaguars. Ogunbowale had two carries for 7 yards, but he made a major splash as a receiver, catching four passes for 47 yards, including this game-winning one-yard score with 18 seconds left in the game. From CBS as the Texans improved to 3-1 on the season by beating Jacksonville 24-20. Finally, plenty of former Badgers linebackers made their marks in Week 4. Amongst the group, TJ Edwards secured 9 total tackles, including a tackle for a loss in the team's 24-18 win over the Rams. Zach Bond compiled 6 tackles in the Eagles' 33-16 loss to the Buccaneers. And Andrew Van Ginkle had 4 solo tackles in the Vikings' 31-29 victory over the Packers at Lambeau Field. That's Badgers in the NFL for this week. I'm Nick Brusewitz.
All right, thank you, Nick. And it appears that Jonathan Taylor will be out of action in this weekend's games in the NFL. Up next, a look around the Big Ten as our pregame show continues. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, the 2024 football season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the touchdown celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health. Remarkable.
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
Badger fans, Wisconsin men's basketball tips off the 24-25 season November 4th with new names and new conference opponents. Whether you're looking for season tickets, five-game packages, or single-game options, we've got something to fit your schedule. Now's the time to secure your seats for an exciting season of Badger men's basketball. For more information and to grab your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
This is Badger football.
Tight pocket. Down he goes. Inside the 40-yard line.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
High above Barry Alvarez Field at Camp Randall Stadium, Wisconsin and Purdue will kick today at 11 a.m. The Big Ten is in full gear and all but Maryland and Illinois in action. Seven Big Ten teams are ranked going into this weekend, including Indiana. At number 23, the Hoosiers are 5-0 for the first time since 1967 and ranked for the first time since the preseason poll in 2021. Ohio State is number 3 in the country. Oregon checks in at number 6. Penn State is 7th. Michigan and USC 10th and 11th, respectively. And the Hoosiers 23rd. Illinois 24th ranked. Last night there was a game. Number 6, Oregon beat Michigan State. It was a final score of 31-10. Dylan Gabriel, 257 yards, couple of scores, two interceptions. Oregon is home next weekend against Ohio State. Right now, number 6 hosts number 3 next weekend in Big Ten play. Other games that will be played later on today at 11 a.m. as well. UCLA is at Penn State. Penn State, 7th ranked in the country. 2:30 window, Iowa at number 3 Ohio State. And number 23 Indiana is at Northwestern. 3 o'clock window, it is Rutgers at Nebraska. Very interesting game. Two opponents that Wisconsin has down the road, including Rutgers next week. It is the Scarlet Knight at Nebraska, 3 o'clock. 6:30 window, Michigan, number 10 of the country, on the road in Washington. And number 11, USC, travels to Minnesota. After this break, we'll check in with sideline reporter Patrick Herb. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey, Badger.
Hey, Badger fans, football is back and fall is knocking on our doors. And you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. Prepare your home for cozy season with a fall furnace tune-up from your local Bryant dealer. Our Bryant technicians will do whatever it takes to ensure your heating system is running safely and efficiently. Don't let a faulty furnace put a freeze on your fall plans. Schedule your professional clean and tune today. Find your local Bryant dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Preparation is the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice-cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger Pride, powered locally.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making, they're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Football all season long.
And this game is underway with a bang.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Diane from Michigan, a disabled senior citizen trying to get by. Henry from Florida, a veteran fighting to make ends meet. Elena from Arizona, a mother struggling to feed her daughter. Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year, like Diane, Henry, and Elena. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
St. Joseph's Indian School is much more than a school for Native American children.
It's like a family. Classes are fun here. I am learning about my culture.
Since 1927, St. Joseph's Indian School has provided children the education, health care, and support they need to succeed. To help give our kids brighter futures, learn more at stjo.org today.
It is Wisconsin and Purdue just after 11 a.m. today at Camp Randall Stadium. Back-to-back 11 a.m.s on the schedule right now at Rutgers a week from now. That game time has also been set for 11. UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium, Brew Pub Lotsa Matzah Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. The Badgers had just two games a year ago that they hit the 30-point mark. It was against LSU in the ReliaQuest Bowl in Tampa. And against Purdue, the Boilermakers have provided a get-well defense for the Badgers over the years. Wisconsin has averaged 36.5 points per game during an 8-game Camp Randall winning streak against the Boilermakers. As I mentioned earlier, the Badgers have won 17 straight against Purdue from West Lafayette, scoring 30-plus in 13 of those wins. Our sideline reporter is Patrick Herb. And Patrick, let's first talk about conditions. Temperature is going to be great. Another good weather day in that regard. But the winds out of the south, southeast at 15 to 20, and that's going to cause some problems.
Yeah, it's the first noteworthy weather thing we've had for this season at all, to be honest. It's been gorgeous. And I don't know how much of an impact it's going to have on the every play kind of fighting, but it is definitely blowing out of the south, and you could tell that it's affecting kicks in a little bit. So I just think from a field goal standpoint, going one direction is going to be more advantageous than the other. Nathaniel Vekos, they like his range to be about 53 in ideal conditions. But if Wisconsin is kicking to the south, kicking to the field house, I wouldn't be surprised if that depth shortens to maybe 50 at the most.
Patrick, the storyline as it played out back half of the week is surrounding the running back room. Ches Malusia stepped away from the program. What can you tell us?
Well, it's too bad. I have empathy for Ches Malusia and his and the fact that the injury luck that he has had. He's been with this program for 4 years now and suffered injuries pretty much every season, and this season was no different. Obviously, he's coming back from the severe, you know, broken ankle last season, but he also had some hamstring injuries in camp that just really never got him on track. And so, you know, he felt that he needs to get his body right for whatever is next, whether it's coming back to this team, whether it's the NFL at the next level. But that is the decision that has come at this point. And so, you know, I've heard Coach Fickell talk in the past about sixth-year players and how it's rare that they meet expectations for the player. It just is. It's a hard thing, and last year CJ Getz was one of those that probably did meet expectations. He played a ton, and Wisconsin maximized what they could get out of him. But more often than not, sixth-year players it's a challenging road for them to meet expectations. So what it means, though, the impact it's going to have on that running backs room is that, you know, that's one fewer person that they'll distribute carries to today and moving forward. And Coach Fickell said this week in his press conference that they almost want to kind of hone in a little bit more on the distribution and maybe not spread it out so much and the ability to let guys get hot, quote unquote, get hot in the backfield. The other thing it's going to do, it's going to open up time for this freshman, Darian Dupree. I think we're going to see a lot of him. I think Tawi Walker and Dupree are going to pretty much split the bulk of the carries. What's exciting about Dupree, in addition to just the unknown and he's, you know, exciting new freshman, is he's got a different ability to catch and to route run. And don't be surprised if we see him split out in the slot and if they try to move him around. And it's just a new chess piece kind of to add to this Phil Longo offense. And among all other things, I think that's going to be the biggest difference Ches stepping away will have on this offense.
Well, let me ask you about the other injury fronts as we go into the availability concept reports for today. Let's talk about how that hits Wisconsin heading into the game against Purdue.
There are two notable ones, other than the ones that everyone knows, you know, James Thompson and Tyler Van Dyke. Those guys are out. We knew that. There are two on the injury report, or availability report, I should say, for today that are questionable, and that's Max Lofi and Aaron Witt. Max Lofi did not play the USC game. He was scheduled to, all ready to go, and then he had some back tightening in warm-ups and just wasn't able to go. So he's been dealing with a hand injury as well. He's questionable for today. I think he's going to warm up and see how things go. I think that there's a good chance that we'll see him. Not such good news for Aaron Witt. So Aaron Witt got hit on a low cut block that really aggravated Luke Fickell, both after the game and then this week when he was talking about it. Just he thought it was a cut block that they're trying to get out of the game. He's not anti-cut block. He understands that's part of the football. But not the way this one happened. It was a 4th-and-1, and he got cut and almost blew out his leg, as Coach would explain it. It wasn't that severe, but he is questionable for today, but that's probably more likely doubtful, and I don't think they'll see him. So that just hurts the outside linebacker depth a little bit for Wisconsin, and that's going to be more reps for Darryl Peterson, and maybe we even see Sebastian Cheeks. He's a transfer from North Carolina that they moved to outside backer during camp, and they have high expectations for him, that he's a very athletic and fast outside backer, that maybe this is the game where he gets a little bit of run. We'll have to see.
All right, Patrick. Very good. Patrick Herb on the sideline today. Again, ideal conditions, but November is coming. Wisconsin and Purdue kicking off at 11. When we continue, we'll hear from Jesse Temple of The Athletic. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
At Jones Dairy Farm, we make versatile, convenient, and all-natural sausage you can feel good feeding your family. I'm Lisa Karras, 7th-generation family member and Jones Marketing Director, and I'm also a mom, and I'm proud of our products. They go so well in so many recipes and heat up fast, which is helpful when you're juggling little ones. Plus, many of our ingredients are locally sourced, and we don't use any artificial ingredients in our sausage, which is why you'll find it in the freezer aisle. Jones, making breakfast better since 1889, and a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
Hey Badger fans, the 2024 football season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the touchdown celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Hey Badger fans, it's Tyler Van Dyke, quarterback for Wisconsin football. Join us in taking the Badgers to the next level. With a Camp Randall Club membership, you can help us achieve greatness on and off the field. In return, you'll get exclusive experiences, inside access, and opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. Camp Randall Club has its vision set on victory. Do you? Visit CampRandallClub.com today to join.
Rosen is caught, touchdown Wisconsin!
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin! Jim Leonard brings it all the way back!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Back with you at Camp Randall Stadium, Wisconsin and Purdue at 11 o'clock. I'm Mike Heller. Jesse Temple of The Athletic joins me as he does weekly on our pregame show. Let's talk about the piece that you ran on Friday. You talked to both Joe Thomas and Barry Alvarez about the state of the program. One of the storylines that came up, and it did in postgame again last week, is the question about fourth and short, or even third and short. Short yardage situations out of the shotgun is a rub the wrong way for some former Wisconsin football luminaries, including Joe Thomas and Barry Alvarez.
Yes, it's a very delicate subject at a place like Wisconsin. What's interesting is Wisconsin is actually 5-for-8 on fourth down this season. The problem is the two that are most magnified are the fourth and one failures against Alabama and USC. And the CBS broadcast for the USC game, it was Brad Nessler and Gary Danielson.
Just as a background, Brad Nessler and Barry Alvarez have a long – they like one another. They have a relationship.
Yeah, and Gary said after they failed to convert, I think there might be a coach in Naples who is not happy with that call. And Brad Nessler said, Hall of Fame coach. And I talked to Barry this week, and he said he texted, and he said, you are correct.
Yeah.
Look, I think there's a delicate balance that everybody who was associated with this program previously is trying to strike with being frustrated with the current results, which certainly you have every right to be.
Yeah.
Luke is 9-8 and 5-5 in Big Ten play, and wanting to have that patience and give him the time necessary to try and get Wisconsin to where it needs to be. The general consensus is 4 years, and we're only 4 games into year two, and so that's important to state. But obviously what we've seen has just not been at the level that people have come to expect.
Part of that is an identity question, and it's one of the things that Wisconsin has done since Barry Alvarez arrived on campus in 1990, is that when they needed to,
they were pretty good at playing bully ball, and right now there's a question as to what the identity is and can they play bully ball.
That has come up consistently, and obviously when former players are getting on their social media platforms and voicing their displeasure, then this conversation is going to be further amplified. I think of Jack Cicci, the former linebacker, yeah, who said that he wanted to be respectful to Wisconsin football, but was saying the air is in fact not being raided and there's no visible identity. Obviously, this is the opinion of a former player, but that's been a consistent conversation. And Luke obviously wants to have more of a power system where you can have the running backs and offensive linemen be leaned on. And so they're trying to figure out, how do we meld these styles to get Wisconsin to be successful?
Braylon Allen also took to social media last week. That one was a little bit more covert, you know, leading in a tease to something to come later on. How are these things being treated?
I asked Luke that question this week. How do you personally handle when former players voice their displeasure? Do you look at it like you're so insulated that you have to ignore it, or do you have to address it? And he said for him, he doesn't let it bother him. Now, it's impossible for him to ignore it because he's got kids who bring it to his attention. Yeah. But what he worries about is whether it sort of infiltrates the program. And obviously, someone like Braylon was here last year with a lot of guys on the current team who were his teammate.
Yeah.
I can't imagine they're not seeing it. So, again, all of this is sort of a delicate balance that they have to strike. But Luke understands what the landscape of college football is. And I go back to something that Barry told me for that story is, you know what quells all of this?
Wins. Yeah. So one of Braylon's teammates, Chez Malusi, has also late this week decided for the time being to leave the program. What's your make of that scenario?
Look, he's dealt with so many injuries. He's been hurt every year he's been here. He's missed, I think, a total of 17 games since he got here in 2021. And in two of those three seasons, he suffered season-ending injuries, including last year where, when we talked to him in the spring, he said he had to undergo a full ankle reconstruction in addition to dealing with a broken leg. I think what we've seen early this season on the field, it doesn't necessarily look like the Chez that we have seen at his best. And I give him credit for making that decision and doing what he feels is best for his body.
Jesse, let me leave you with this. This is the first of three straight games that, when you look at the big picture schedule, are all considered winnable. Not that they will, but this is an important three-game stretch. It starts today against Purdue. What does your mind's eye show you? What does today need to look like, and what does this next three-week window look like?
Well, it starts with being able to win this game, but I think it goes back to what I felt through the first two games, that there's one thing in winning and another thing in showing a little bit of level of dominance where you start to have some optimism.
Yeah.
And this is a Purdue team that we know is reeling. They fired their offensive coordinator after the last week, so this is, if there is a so-called get-right game on the schedule, this is it. That Rutgers game next week is not going to be
a
cakewalk. They haven't lost yet. Obviously, they have a big game against Nebraska, and then there's that Northwestern game on the lakefront, so these are three games that I think Wisconsin needs to be able to play some really good football, because it certainly doesn't get any easier.
And if you're going to count to six wins to get you to a bowl game, or to seven, you got to count these three. They have to be in that column in order for the season to take that trajectory that a lot of people wanted it to take.
I think that is fair. They're 2-2 right now, which, to be honest, if we were at the start of the season, I would have said this is where they would be.
Yeah.
But these are three games where I would have said Wisconsin needs to win them, and so they got to go show that they're making progress.
Very good. Jesse Temple of The Athletic, great work there. Always joins us on the pregame show. It is at Wisconsin and Purdue, the kick today at 11 a.m. Matt LePay will take over in a moment. I'm Mike Heller. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Medicine and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
In the heartland, where ambition thrives, there are those who are made and those who are made for more. Just like the Badgers on game day, Kloss, a leading producer of ag equipment, unleashes the power of ambition in the field. Discover why our cutting-edge machinery and unwavering support aren't just a promise, they're a commitment to your success. Because at Kloss, we know you are made for more. Visit your Kloss dealer or CLAAS.com.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
This is your home for the Badgers.
71 yards! I guess he's okay.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Badger fans, Wisconsin men's basketball tips off the 24-25 season November 4th with new names and new conference opponents. Whether you're looking for season tickets, five-game packages, or single-game options, we've got something to fit your schedule. Now's the time to secure your seats for an exciting season of Badger men's basketball. For more information and to grab your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
What if high schools could totally rethink high school? What if we told you that some already have? Imagine high school, where the love of teaching and the love of learning are colliding, where students are learning math and history and art and physics, graduating ready for college, for careers they care about, and life. What if we told you that right now, the powerful change we're seeing in high schools across the country is possible in your neighborhood too? Don't believe it? Watch now at rethinkhighschool.org.
Of your local grocer today.
Badger football is brought to you by Case IH.